and touch the ground.
So let me set this up first. Grant Thomas, a former coach of mine, he coached the St Kilda Footy Club between 2001 and 2006. He does a podcast with, a lot of people know, Sam Newman from the Channel 9 Footy Show.
Yes.
Mike Sheen, who's one of the most decorated sports writers or sports journalists in Australia, especially in Melbourne.
Yep.
And Tomo, a podcast. And he had a crack yesterday at the AFL, or not at the AFL, at all St Kilda players, pretty much, about the use of social drugs. And here's a little bit of a grab yesterday from his podcast.
I would have had suspicion, maybe one or maybe two, but you know what? The worst thing is not longer than a week or so after I finished, one of the players, he told me what had actually been going on.
Now, Tomo joins us. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Spy. Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, Tomo, look, I take offence to something like this, and I think a majority of the players do. When you're saying 50% of the players were on social drugs, do you really believe the information you're given?
Yeah, it was probably a bit light on, wasn't it? It was probably more like, you know, 80, 90%. But anyway, look,
we've been serious because you're questioning a lot of dignity of players that you supported, you grew up with, and, you know, you put your heart and soul into them, and now you're questioning their dignity in the game. Every time now we're going to be questioned, and I think you're a liar.
Yeah, but don't you think that's a good thing? Don't you think that's a good thing that there is a question about it? Let me remind you, first of all, Spide, it's illegal. That's the first thing. Secondly, it's not my opinion. What I was doing, I was conveying what was told to me by a player straight after I was terminated. And since that time, I've spoken on many occasions to many of the guys I coached, and they've confirmed it. So I'm just conveying what I've been told. So if you've got information that refutes that, I'm happy to hear it, but I can only convey what I've been told.
Okay, then, you can convey what you've been told, but is that 100% correct? We know that being in the media, you have to do your research and make sure what you're saying is correct. I totally say that
it
isn't correct.
I'm not in the media, mate.
A podcast is no different to using television or using radio, so you've used this.
100% it's different. It doesn't have any guidelines. I'm not responsible to anyone. We can
say
what we want when we want.
You're lying then, because...
I'm not lying at all, mate. I mean, I know what you know what lying is, Spide, but I'm not lying.
Well, I say that you are, because there's not...
Well, that's
80%
okay. That's
of
your
St.
opinion.
Kilda, so you're saying 80% of St Kilda players are on social drugs.
I've never said any percentage. All I said was what... It's really important when you're in the media that you actually... it's sad that I'm still giving you advice, Spider. If you're in the media, you actually have to use facts. The facts are it was told to me that it was right. I didn't quote a percentage. All I said was what I was told, that it was rife. Now, what's rife? I don't know. But in my investigations and discussions with players since probably around 50... Like, if you call the current team of 20, 25, 30 players, it's fair to say that probably, you know, 10, 15, 50% of them had tried social drugs.
No, but you're saying it's rife. You're saying it's rife. There's a difference between trying and there's a difference between being rife. Okay, you're saying that you didn't know any of the players at the time of while you were coaching that were on drugs. Did you know Rod Butters was going down that line because you're great mates with him, who is the president of the football club at the time?
Absolutely, but that's been well documented. Of course I knew.
Well, why didn't you bring that out at the time? Why is it so good now for you to sit there and throw allegations out of players?
I did actually. Once again, you haven't got your facts straight. Which I
in 2006 you brought that out?
No, not in 2006 I didn't. No, absolutely I didn't.
Tomo, I think that the problem is with these figures that are coming out, it means people who did play with integrity, who didn't take drugs, like Spider, are seen now as guilty and have to prove themselves innocent. And I think that's the point Spider's trying to get to, and I understand that.
Usually the players that complain are the ones that actually have actually done it.
I totally disagree with that. I can sit here honestly and say I've never done it. I have never seen some Kilda player do it. So I disagree. But Tomo, thanks very much. In one word, should clubs have more control of players with the drug policy rather than the AFL trying to take control of the whole thing?
Well, 100%, I believe they should. This is now a dam-busting event. This is now something where people have to do think something about it, and I think that's a good thing for society.
That's a former St Kilda coach when he was coaching you back in the early 2000s, Grant Thomas.
Oh, it's interesting.
I think there's going to be a lot more said and done about this, and especially the AFL drug policy, which I think needs to be revamped anyway. Mm.